Hello, welcome, welcome and namaste. Welcome to the meditation and relaxation practice. And please sit in any comfortable and relaxed state. You can, of course, lie down if you wish. We're here. You have arrived. You are here. You are here. Feel the ground underneath you. Feel your breath moving in you. And come home. More than ever, it's essential that we nurture ourselves in every way we are able. Meditation and relaxation truly does this for us. But it's not just for us. When you truly care for yourself, then you're nurturing and supporting the harmonious vibration of the entire world. Entire world. And that is essential, it's life-changing, and it's world-changing work. It is. It is. You might not think so, but it is. Some days self-care comes easily, and then you feel joyous and expansive because of it. And some days you really have to be conscious to look for it, to connect into it, to call it in. But when we are exuberant, when we're joyful and wonderful, your immune system will function much better than when you're worried. So this practice isn't all about emotional stability. It is about physical health too. Your immune system's fighting if you're worried and stressed. So let's banish our worries. Are you sitting comfortably? Are you grounded? Are your shoulders relaxed? Is your face relaxed? Your jaw. Move round if you need to do. And let's just think about anything that you find inspiring. Maybe it's the courage of a friend. Or the smile of a child who you passed in the street. Perhaps it's something you've read today, or something you have said or heard. Perhaps you felt inspired by the beauty of nature, the sound of a bird, trees rustling. Call to mind what's touched you in that way today. Now, as you're thinking about it, your whole energy is changing. Your whole energy changes. For want of a better word, you're lighting up. And there's more radiance and light being carried through your entire system. It's happening from your core right out to your edges. And beyond your edges, into your aura. You are radiating joy. You're like a gentle beam of radiance. And this beam of radiance and harmony will affect all those round you. It does. It does because harmony is contagious. Radiance is catching. So how do you feel now? Now you're radiating. How do you feel? And just sit for a moment and enjoy this feeling. Enjoy it. When your mind interrupts, when the inner critic appears, just say, not now, not now, I'm radiating. Don't worry if the mind chatter goes on, it does. It does with everybody. Just see if you can let it go. Come back to your ground, come back to your bodily awareness. Come back to your breath. Come back to this feeling of radiance. Now, can we get ourselves ready into Shavasana? And you can have anything you want. You can have bolsters, blankets, anything. You can have your legs up on a chair or the sofa. Ever so nice and really good for your back. Just wriggle into it and get all your stuff. Shavasana is the great balancer in terms of our nervous system. It shifts away from the sympathetic nervous system to the parasympathetic relaxation side. And we can experience a calming and a sweet release. And over time, like water, you know that one constant drip of water just drip, drip, drips onto hard stone. Over time, it turns the stone into sand. And it's the same with relaxation. You don't actually see it happening. You don't always feel it happening, but like if you stop the water, it'll stop the erosion on the stone. And the same with relaxation. If you stop it, it goes back. And Shavasana teaches us how, and that we can move from anxiety and hyperstimulation to this state of, if you like, down regulation with the digestion, the immune system, and other essential systems are resting. Resting and healing. Just settle. Make sure you're comfy. Make sure your t-shirt's not rucked up on your back and thinking, oh, it'll do. It won't. Settle. Now welcome home, and welcome to the practice of Yoga Nidra. And become very aware of the position that you're lying in. Just feel your position and the shape of your body. Feel the points of contact with the floor. And can you be really conscious of the gentle rhythm of your breath, it coming in, going out. And breathe through your nose or your mouth, whatever arises naturally. And allow your out-breath to allow your full body weight to release to the earth. As you feel every exhalation, consciously transfer your weight of the body down through its points of contact with the floor. Feel your points of contact. Breathe out. And from those points, feel going down. The exhalation is a letting go. And allow your body to constantly settle into the earth. You're in the lap of Mother Earth, so let her carry your weight. Take a moment to observe the stillness and the quietness of your body. And as your body comes into a state of deepening stillness, allow your breath to become more spacious and free. Can you hear the sound of your breath? What about all the other sounds that are audible right now? Now let your focus rest on the intimate sound of your breath coming in and going out, the sound that's closest to you. Feel the stillness of your body and the spaciousness of your breath. And know that your practice of Yoga Nidra is held safely in a place of protection and security. Know that the boundaries of the practice are secure. And as you enter into the practice, you'll be held safely in this protected space. And let your mind follow the example of your body and your breath to become stiller and quieter. Allow the focus of your mind to accompany your breath. And on your next breath out, breathe down as if your breath could enter into the space of your heart. And feel as if your heart itself is breathing. And can you evoke there in your heart the feeling of thankfulness and gladness? Simply to be practicing Yoga Nidra. And feel this gladness as a gentle warmth that radiates from the heart. Breathe into this warmth and feel thankful. And if you've got an affirmation, a sankalpa, just bring it in right now. Just say it to yourself. In the present tense, just do it 3 times, feel it. Or if you haven't got one or don't want to, just simply rest. And be receptive to your heart's guidance. And be open now to whatever wisdom comes through to you from your heart. Take your awareness back to your physical body and prepare to guide your mind around the body. So the mind's attention is going to come to shine on each part of the body in turn. While the mind travels freely, the physical body remains motionless and takes deep, deep rest. And allow for the mind's attention to take the form of a bright little star. A consciousness travels to each part of the body that is named. And as you name this and feel it, just place a star on that part of the body, leaving it to twinkle, as if the whole body starts as a dark night sky and the mind travels round it, bringing a bright starlight to each part. And then your body becomes illuminated like a great constellation of stars in the sky. Bring your awareness to the tip of your tongue and shine a bright star there. And then place twinkling stars on the floor of your mouth, the roof, your teeth, your gums, inside your cheeks. Move your awareness to the inner right ear. Shine bright stars all the way through, in and around to the outer ear, the lobe of the ear, the whole ear. And then move your awareness to your left ear and feel both ears twinkling, twinkling with the starlight of conscious awareness. Shine a bright star on the back of your head, in the place between the two ears, and then the top of your head, the star's twinkling. And then there's a bright star on the crown of your head. Place a twinkling star at your right temple and your left temple, your forehead, and the star on your right eye and your left eye, and stars on your eyebrows, right and left, and the eyebrow centre, and the right cheek and the left cheek and your nose. Let there be a star at the bridge of your nose and the tip of your nose. Shine a star on your upper lip and your lower lip and your chin, and stars all along your jawline. Feel your whole head twinkling with stars. It's the light of conscious awareness. And move your awareness to your neck and your throat. There's a star on your right collarbone and your left collarbone, and then one twinkling in the centre. Move to shine a star on your right shoulder, an armpit, right upper arm, elbow, forearm, right wrist, back of your right hand and your palm. Take your awareness to your right thumb, little star there, and one each twinkling on the index finger, next finger, ring finger, little finger. And be aware of your whole right hand twinkling with starlight. And then carry your attention back up your right arm and across to your left side. Shine a star on the left shoulder and armpit, your left upper arm, elbow, forearm, left wrist, back of the left hand, your palm. Stars on your thumb, first finger, second finger, third finger, little finger. Be aware of the whole hand twinkling with starlight. And now to the centre of your chest. Place little stars along the length of the breastbone into the right side and ribs, and the left side and ribs. Shine a star in the middle of the right shoulder blade and the left shoulder blade. And the stars are travelling down your back to your waist, your lower back, your right side of the pelvis and your left side, stars shining in your buttocks. And there's a bright star at your navel and your pubic bones. Now, take your attention to your right groin. Shine a star there. The top of your right thigh and the back of the thigh. And star twinkles at your kneecap and the back of your knee. Your calf and your shin. Your ankle, your heel. Shining stars along your sole, the top of your foot, and five little stars twinkling on each toe. Be aware of your whole body. Your whole body. Be aware of the stars twinkling along the whole of the right side, foot, leg, arm, and hand. And twinkling along the whole of the left side, foot, leg, arm, hand, and both sides together. And now let's shine inside the body, shining into the womb or the womb space. Let the light here shine in the form of a little moon. A moon inside you. See the light of the inner moon shining. See the little stars all twinkling in the constellation of the whole body. See the starlight twinkling through all the right side, the whole of your left side, both sides together. And aware of the starlight twinkling in the whole of your head and the moonlight shining in your pelvis. Now be aware of your whole body. It's like a constellation of tiny stars shining, and the whole body is like the night sky, twinkling with the lights of conscious awareness. And feel the whole of your physical body resting on the floor, alert, attentive to the practice, practicing yoga nidra. Now, as your breath goes out, experience a sensation of extreme heaviness and feel that your physical body is so heavy that the bones may settle right down into the earth. So heavy, so heavy. As your breath comes in, experience a sensation of lightness, as if the body is so light it might float up. Like a puff of smoke moving up into the night sky. So light, it's almost weightless. And can you alternate between these two sensations? Heaviness as you breathe out, lightness as you breathe in, exhaling heavy, inhaling light. Can you be aware of heavy and light at the same time together? Now let go of this practice and simply be aware of the natural weight, your natural weight, your shape, your form of your physical body as it rests on the floor. Feel the whole of your physical body resting. Allow your attention to focus at a center point in the heart. There's a little point of light there. And as you breathe out, gather your attention further and further inwards to rest at this tiny point of focus. And as the breath comes in, experience this sensation of expansion, as if that tiny point of light was radiating outwards through your whole body and beyond. As you breathe out, come back to that tiny point at your heart center. Expand as you breathe in. And be aware of the single point and the expanded awareness at the same time, together. Now let go of this practice and simply be aware of the natural boundaries and the shape and the form of your physical body as it rests on the floor. The body is just being breathed. There is no effort involved. Your breath is simply going in and coming out as if your body and your breath were old friends. Just be aware of your body being breathed. Direct your attention back to your heart. Listen to your heart's breath. And listen to any guidance. Or hear the words of your own Sankalpa affirmation. Nurturing the seed that you planted at the beginning of the practice. Know that you've been practicing Yoga Nidra. And know that this has been held safely in a protected space and continues to protect you as we come to the end of the practice. The practice of this Yoga Nidra and the practice will come with you into your everyday life. Come back to your breath, the in, the out, your body resting. Your physical body on the floor, the points of contact. In your own time. In your own time. Just come round any way you want to. Just roll up, rock round, move your fingers, maybe wash your face with your hands. Just bring yourself round. and bring yourself round to sitting up. And you're sitting and you're grounded. And your shoulders are back, your chest's lifted, your heart's open. And your whole energy has changed inside. You're lighting up. There's more radiance and light being carried through your entire system. But it's not just through your entire system. It's from your core to your edges and beyond and out. And you're radiating joy. You're like a gentle beam of radiance. And this beam of radiance and harmony will affect all those around you. Harmony is contagious. Radiance is catching. When we are exuberant and joyful and wonderful, our immune system will function much better. So the whole practice is for everyone, but it's for you. It is a self-care practice. The wholeness of life is health. It is important to keep our lovely body as healthy as we possibly can. So let's just sit here for a moment and just feel. Perhaps reflect on your practice, how it is, how it's made you feel. No judgment, take whatever comes. And thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. Namaste. See you next time.